Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from just in front of Julia A. Sears Residential Community on the campus of Minnesota State University, Mankato. This is the Vikings training camp home. Day number one of camp is in the books. Lots of work still to come. That includes answering some of your questions right here, so let's get to it. Question number one comes from Jackson. Which position do you think will be the most exciting to keep up with during training camp? I think it's going to be the wide receivers. There are lots of good position battles here at training camp, but the most exciting could be the wide receiver position because it's so wide open. Look at Laquon Treadwell. He had a great day at day one of training camp, so it'll be fun to watch him all throughout training camp and see where he falls on that depth chart. But lots of versatile players at the wide receiver group and lots of guys who can make plays lots of different ways. You can hand it to them. They can play in the slot. They can play outside. It's a fun position group to watch for the Vikings. Next question comes from Chris. With Phil Loadholt retired and Andre Smith at right tackle, is TJ Clemmings the right and left tackle backup? Well, that could be how it shakes out if Andre Smith does win the right tackle job. I think TJ Clemmings is a great candidate to be the primary backup at right tackle and maybe even at left tackle. That swing tackle position as a backup is a very important position on a team. But don't count Clemmings out of the starting lineup. He's going to compete for a job. And he started 17 games for the Vikings last year as a rookie, so don't count him out of the starting lineup at right tackle. But if he can't beat out Andre Smith, he's a great candidate to be a backup. Our next question comes from Rodrigo in Mexico City. Nobody is talking about Trey Waynes. What role should we expect from our 11th overall pick? Yes, Trey Waynes, the 11th overall pick from 2 years ago. He was the leading special teams tackler for the Vikings as a rookie, and he didn't play a lot on defense because we had Terrence Newman, Captain Munnerlyn, and Xavier Rhodes. We have all three of those guys coming back this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if Trey has a larger role on defense this year. Even if he's not the starter and Terrence Newman holds on to that role, Trey could still see some more playing time, and he could at one point emerge as a starter on this defense. One thing we know, you can never have too many good corners, and Trey is a good one for the Vikings. Our next question comes from Glenn. Do you think that Chad Greenway might be the number one backup at basically every linebacker spot? Well, he might be the starter at one of the linebacker spots. He was a starting outside linebacker in the Vikings base defense last year. It will not surprise me if he holds on to that spot this year as well. Whether he does or does not, the one great thing about Chad at this stage of his career, he can step in and play anywhere, just as Glenn suggested. It was just last year, in fact, when both Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks missed some time, and the guy who stepped in both instances was Mr. Greenway himself. So he has a lot of value on this team as a leader on and off the field, but also as a productive player in Mike Zimmer's defense. Alex from Singapore has the next question. Do you think Mobo will make it to the 53-man roster? I personally am not sure, but I do think he would make the practice squad. Well, we'll let Mobo, Rick Spielman, and Mike Zimmer figure that one out. It all depends on how he does here in Mankato. He's off to a good start as a Viking. He had a pretty good spring. He improved over time, and now he's got an opportunity to take another step forward right here at training camp. Whether he makes the roster or not, we won't know that for a while, but he is young, and he's got a lot of potential, so he would make a very good practice squad candidate. Our final question comes from Javaris Lee. With training camp here and the season approaching, what can you see being the identity of this team? Defense, offense, or well-balanced? Well, I guess with the number five scoring defense from last year and Mike Zimmer at the helm, it's hard not to see this being a defensive-minded team. But I really like something Coach Zimmer said at his opening press conference right here at 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp. He said from week to week it takes a lot of different things to win a game. Sometimes you got to score 34 points to win a game. Sometimes you got to score 17. That'll be enough to win a game. All that matters is, do you get the job done at the end of the day? So I think the identity of this team will be a well-balanced team at the end of the day. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back for another edition of the Pick Six next week right here from training camp. In the meantime, click around Vikings.com right now. Tons of great content on the site. Highlights and a photo gallery from day one of practice, plus lots of stuff from move-in day, including our back-to-school themed photo gallery and a great piece put together by the VEN team of Alex Boone. We had him mic'd up for move-in day. Check all of that out and more right now on Vikings.com.